All right, it should be on. It is April 16th, Thursday, 8:15, trail committee meeting. We do a roll call first, right? Mm-hmm. I'm Alan Phelps.
Mark Pearson.
Jacqueline Black.
Mitzi White.
Bruce Cox, staff.
So we have four members and a staff. We are beginning the meeting. All in favor of... what's the verbiage? All in favor of ratifying the previous minutes? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Awesome. We have an agenda.
So you might second and then the unanimous vote. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And the name and say your name. So.
I make a motion to approve last month. Yeah.
And somebody seconds it.
I second the meeting. Alan Phelps.
All in favor.
Aye.
Unanimous vote there.
Perfect. Thanks, Bruce. So as far as...
She won't know what we're talking about.
As far as business items, we have Dual Creek infrastructure to be considered, trail maintenance projects, and then South Davis Greenway update. South Davis Greenway, I'm not sure about, but we'll start on number one. Dual Creek infrastructure... Mitzi, the big one, you've been seeing the emails, I'm sure. We are working with, there's a company volunteering time to give us a basic breakdown of cost and development for a paved parking trailhead at the top of Dual Creek with pit vault toilets. Pit vault because we don't have water, and it would be an exorbitant amount to get water and power up there, and pit vaults are cheap and easy and super easy to maintain. Mm-hmm. We have numbers from the county for them supporting it. They pledged, that's probably the wrong word. We talked with Jeff. He said there would be 50% of the cost upheld by Davis County because it would be considered part of the
Bonneville Shoreline Trail.
Yeah, Bonneville Shoreline infrastructure.
Oh, okay.
Our big push is to get that, and specifically that, because the Forest Service wants parking and bathrooms before they move forward on new trails.
Okay.
And that's our main access point. And then further in the future, we'd look at other bathrooms, specifically like Parish Creek, and then hopefully working with easements with the Hadads or something.
Okay. That's a really good start. If we can get that to happen, that can open
the
door for other things.
Well, so we have the numbers. We've talked to the county. It's on county land. I think the only real thing to talk about that today would be the meeting on Monday. There's no real new information that I know about that one. But I think on Monday we have the meeting with DWR and the U.S. Forest Service at 1 o'clock here. I'll be here. Brandon's going to try to hop on via... Skype or whatever system he has.
I had plans for that day. If that falls through, I will 100% be here.
Yeah, and the big thing with that is that we want to talk to DWR about wildlife involvement in the plans for future trails. So we can address with the Forest Service that we do have a plan for a parking structure. We have a working meeting in May with the county. Not the county, sorry, with our
Centerville City Council.
Centerville City Council.
May,
I think it's the 11th.
It's the first.
Is it the 11th?
May 11th.
That's the date on my head. But
it's going to be the first Tuesday.
Well, we have some kind of reminder about this coming out or something. So that
so it's the working session. Sorry.
May 5th, right? May 5th, 5:30.
May 5th,
5:30. Work session with the City Council regular City Council.
Okay.
And so it's really just working with the Forest Service, who we've spoken with already, and they said, hey, we would love to have more hiking trails specifically. We'll make a multi-purpose, but Mueller Park has biking heavy with multi-purpose thrown in there. We would be hiking heavy with multi-purpose thrown in there in the canyons, but first we need to talk to the DWR because they have wildlife projects and plans, and they need to make sure that the wildlife's safe for our hunter recreationists.
Mm-hmm.
And then continuing that conversation with the Forest Service. So probably an hour-long meeting that day.
Yeah.
That's.
So what exactly is our role in that?
In that is presenting, it would be presenting the the work in progress of the parking and bathrooms at Dual Creek. And then also presenting the trails master plan to them, saying these are where we want trails, this is the vision,
this is the start of bathrooms. And then they're basically telling us how that would affect wildlife.
Yeah, what do we need to consider, what trails would impact, what's the winter range, that was the big one, like winter range for wildlife in the hills. Mm-hmm. So our role is to present our master plan and the current plan that we have for bathrooms and parking on Parish. I'm sorry, on Dual Creek.
Okay. Fortunately, I teach 12:30, so I can't be there.
Yeah. I'm so.
What time is the meeting? It's 2.
It's at 1:00.
Okay, I have that on my calendar already.
And I don't know if we have this room reserved. I got to check with Brandon on that. But but it will be here at Centerville, DWR, and a Forest Service rep.
And remind me which day that is.
That is Monday. This Monday, so it'll be Monday the 20th at 1:00.
Okay, I do have that. 1:00, okay.
Okay, so I've been playing catch up, and I really have spaced a few things here lately, which is not my that's just not how I roll, but it happened. So Tuesday I got all confused. I was like, oh, shoot. And I thought, and I'm looking at 7 o'clock, I was thinking like, oh, that was the Greenway thing. I was like, oh. But then I realized that was not the Greenway thing. The Greenway thing was Wednesday, so I missed that. But what was the meeting Tuesday at 7? What was that in regards to?
That was Parks and Rec Committee meeting, and Brandon Federico came because they're trying to put together their proposal for Parks and Recreation Master Plan, and they want to make sure that it supported
with
the Trails Master Plan, and they really loved all the work you guys did, and wanted to ask questions and resources.
Oh, that's really nice. That's excellent.
How do we put together a similar looking, nice Parks and Rec
and
Master
Plan? And so
that
happened. He was able to. Okay.
And Brandon gave him contacts of who
would
help him.
I would have loved to have been there.
If he's able to get here, I imagine that's what the update is.
There was somebody he mentioned that helped format and put a lot of your master plan proposal together, and he said this guy loves to do it and he'll help you I can't remember the name he said, but anyway, but he gave that to them.
The contact he has
anyway, so they're gonna try to do that too anyway. That's where this came up too, is they're looking at, well, what kinds of improvements do we want to do in parks, in city parks and things, and they were saying, well, we want to make sure we connect our parks as best we can with trails, and then wherever parks can be trailheads for trails and things. And I don't know if you want to talk about it, I can show you.
Dual Creek infrastructure. The big thing on that is Monday at 1:00. We're meeting with Forest Service and DWR to push that forward.
Okay, along the lines with schedules, is that the only other thing coming up? And then the 5th? Because I don't remember seeing anything about the thing last Tuesday or this Tuesday.
It's on the email.
It was more specific to Brandon, just to pick his brain on how they can use some of the same resources to get their master plan ready to propose to the City Council too.
And also see if our projects overlapped.
I just don't want to be missing anything, so I'm like in the shadows.
It's in the emails and on the texts.
All right, well, I should be more involved.
So trail maintenance, we could skip until the end, and then if you want to talk about the Greenway, since you have information on that.
On the Greenway?
Or
I can tell you what I know.
Yeah.
They're trying to do a Greenway trail connected all the way through South Davis County, so that someone could jump on that on a bicycle or jogging or scooter or whatever, and use it for either recreation or transportation, and not have minimal.
It's basically kind of to separate you more from the traffic and
where
from.
Do they want that?
And they've had a couple of work sessions where they've met with city council members and trails committees and things to talk about best routes and where through Centerville.
Is that like something that's paved?
Yes, it'd be paved, and it would be they want it to look uniform throughout, but it's up to each city to fund it all. So as much money as each city wants to put into beautification, whatever, but they want it to be paved, they want it to be, you know, 12 foot wide, they want it to be more urban than, you know, the Legacy Trail's great, but it's a little far west, and the, you know, Firebreak Road and other things are there, but you got to get up the mountain first. This is one they want to be like through the communities, and so, but in Centerville, the preferred route that they're talking about is coming from the north from Farmington, we frontage road until Chase Lane. Then at Chase Lane, it jogs up to 400 West and would go past all the way down 400 West past the Legacy Theater to Parish Lane, cross Parish Lane. And I'm not 100% sure whether it stays on the west side of Parish Lane or jumps over to the east side of Parish Lane. But Parish Lane then in all the way to, but not Parish Lane. 400 West, then all the way into Bountiful, and then Bountiful turns into their 200 West. But that will go past the rec center, and it goes past their Fourth North Park, and goes on.
It was really interesting, because I went to one of the first ones where we laid the map out and everything, and we kind of would brainstorm of what would work best. And I think it's going to be a really nice thing. And I'd like to go to the additional meetings. That's the one that I got confused about space this week. But
they want it to be divided from roadways, so it's safe for kids and walkers and strollers to be away from the traffic. So they don't want it to be like a bike lane on the side of the road. They want it to be some sort of buffer or space.
If you're riding a bike, you're not having to go around cars parked and everything.
I don't see this as still being I think cyclists will still want to be on the road. They'll still be right on the road that are serious cyclists. But
I
think recreation bicycles.
Yeah, because it's meant to be for cyclists as well.
Yes, but not like the serious guys in the spandex and the helmets. And
yeah.
that are going 20 miles an hour.
Are they solid on where they want it through Centerville then?
I think they're still receiving input and things for sure. But right now that's the preferred route that they've kind of settled on. And you can go on there. I think you can go on. They have a website. Yeah. And you can make comments, and you can look at.
And they have another meeting coming up in May. I'll be going to that one for sure.
Right now, they've got some. You've probably seen some yard signs out along the way that they're trying to have QR codes that take you to the website. But they're just trying to gain awareness, people, and some support and things.
And every city funds their own part of it.
Every city's kind of going to be in charge. They're going to certainly look at grants and different things that we can do to it's going to be up to each city to kind of come up with the funding for it. But I know our city council is all in favor of it, so I think they'll.
Are all the cities so far? I mean, has it been decided?
I think so.
It seems like all of them are.
Everybody's the meeting that I, and maybe it's the same one you're talking about where we met at the rec center and laid everything out on the whole big tables, the big maps. There were representatives from all the cities that were all supportive of the idea.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
So that's all I know.
Okay.
Gina Hurst is kind of the key the person from our city council that's been.
And what did you have for us up on the
screen, please? Let's see. Connection here. My phone's getting low. This committee has been wanting to prioritize access points.
Yeah, you had Smoot pulled up on that. That'd be great access for that trail you're talking about before Canyon one, yeah.
So this is Smoot Park. If you're familiar with where Smoot Park is and Main Street, I'm going to switch to the satellite view. Because the Parks Committee's had a bunch of turnover, and they were not aware of this. And this was something we talked about years ago, but I think we've had enough turnover that maybe the same in our Trails Committee, there might be some that aren't aware of this. This is a retention debris basin that's owned by the county, and there is a easement
access road right here. It's a dirt road. It's about 15 feet wide that is accessed from Main Street up to the corner. And right here in the corner, there's a little gate in the fence, and it has a little sign that says, respectful hikers welcome. that there was a project years ago that the county agreed to let the city improve a trail through, actually you can kind of see it. It's mm-hmm. right here, goes along the water. It comes up to this Ford Canyon crossing, and you actually come up a little switchback right here and cross here. And then the city owns, you see these property lines?
Yeah.
The city owns this strip of property up the stream up to this point. And at this point, it becomes Haddad property. And the Firebreak Road is right here. So it's not that far. It is steep kind of right there, and I'm not sure if that's the ideal place. That was where the trail committee would come in and said, where's the best place to make a trail connection?
Can you pan to the right?
Follow the...
Yeah, there you go. Way. And now up a little bit.
So is that currently the trail? Yeah. It goes all the way up and up through their property?
No, just
or?
The water.
This is just the Vicks Creek. The water that flows down through Snoop Park, that's just the stream. And
where does the trail go to now?
So right now, the trail, there's trails on both sides of this creek that go all the way up, and I think we have a bridge right around this area, and we have a bridge that was installed and built right around this area. So you can, there's a trailhead here with a drinking fountain. You can go up until you come to the first bridge, and then you can either keep going this side of the trail, you can kind of see, or you can go this side of the trail. And up right, halfway up, there's an open clearing where a young man put a picnic table and a fire ring, but you're not supposed to ever build fires there. Because this is a ravine that comes down from these people's property, which is actually kind of nice, even though this looks like you're right in their backyards. When you're going up the trail, you feel like you're up in the mountains. You can't see mm-hmm. people's backyards. And so it's kind of nice that way. But, it is uphill both directions. I believe this is the pit property on this side.
That's a really nice access because there's parking at the park and everything.
This is the line,
you know?
This is the Haddad's line, if you look at it. Zoom out, I believe.
Yeah.
Is Haddad. But Firebreak Road is not very far from the end of the city's property that if we could negotiate easement, that would be a place where we could improve a crossing here on Main Street, and people could park, have restrooms and drinking fountain, and head up that trail and go all the way up the mountains and come all the way back down to their parking lot that way.
Yeah,
it's just,
that's a good
start. It's just be another access.
Already has a bathroom and everything.
Yeah, so your next access is right over here at Freedom Hills, right here.
Yeah.
Got Freedom Hills Park here with your switchback trail that comes up to the Firebreak Road.
Nice.
And then then you had your the Smoot connection, and then you've got Chase Lane, which is right here. There's a Rockwood Trailhead right here that just takes you up to Firebreak Road.
Yeah, has an easement been figured out on that property? Has anyone looked into the easement?
Let's see.
Because there's nothing that shows on the maps, and that was actually a question.
As far as this property here?
Yeah.
Because that's the Monty's property, but
that is.
No one was ever able to find if there was an easement or not.
Let's see, that tells us.
Who would be
that's
able
Aaron
to...
Zamani. That's his property.
Oh, okay.
But the little where the there should be an easement because of the water tower there, water tank.
Well, yeah, but it would be on the roads, and the Rockwoods gave that corner to the city.
Mm-hmm.
So this piece.
And so there's a question mark on whether or not there's actually an easement that runs to the fire.
That would be a good question for us to find that out for sure. I don't know that on. The trail that exists, I don't know if we have an easement official.
Because if we can find that, who would be able to find that for us? Who's the guy that does that?
You know, Mike Smith might be able to help us with, he's our map GIS guy, and it might be something that the city attorney, Lisa Romney, could tell us if we have, you know, she would probably know where all our easements are.
Okay.
And then and maybe the county also, if it's, they would be the ones who would have to have it registered with them, right? It's counted on these property search things. But,
because that trail actually needs a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. What is it called? Rock?
That's the Rockwood
Trailhead. Trailhead.
That's like the one nice, that I always use. This is like two blocks from my house.
And the nice thing about that is now the city owns a chunk of land just above that blue parcel, mm-hmm. Just above Zermani's, and shares the road with it, which we affectionately call the, oh gosh, I can't think of his name, unfortunately.
Nash.
Nash,
David,
yeah.
Nash property.
Nash Park.
Yeah, I don't know if this is exactly Nash, because the city bought a piece. That's
right.
Nash Wildlife Preserve.
This one right here. It's this guy right here.
Okay.
They bought this parcel.
Okay.
And so it's by Rockwood, so anything that comes up and connects, and there's a trail there.
Awesome.
And there's a trail there, and there's a trail across there.
Okay. Great. And then, yeah, and then just, and of course, everybody knows about Parish Lane. Parish Lane access, and then 100 South is the other way that everyone gets up to them. But then there's nothing south of First South access until Cheese Park is actually over.
Yeah, is. 100 is that Dual Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dual Creek. Yeah, the Dual Creek is 100 South. Yeah. So anyway, so just that was.
There's one other access point. It doesn't have a sign, but the street ends at Forest Property, Forest Service Property. It's right next to Parish.
Oh.
But,
yeah, if you zoom in on Parish. Right there.
Oh, okay.
540 North ends directly on Forest Service.
That's
and there's a trail.
Okay, great.
So there's technically one other access.
You know, I could. I there's an idea that's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
But with the old GIS, with the old, you know, this is before Island View. Well, actually,
the park.
Like, listen to you. This is the pickleball course. So, so this is the city cemetery, and this is Island View Park. The city owns right to the starting of the curb. It's a steep slope up, but they own from here straight up. They're 166 acres or whatever, that and the city owns up to the backs of these houses, that if we could negotiate a trail easement between one of these houses, then Island View East side, also restrooms, parking lot, drinking fountain with a, you know, if it could be a trailhead to head up that way too. Be
there's
access.
A couple of trails up there, right? Up above Island View, I mean, just people's yards.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of signs.
In case the trails committee already didn't know about those, I thought I'd just bring them up again. a couple of
I like that. That's a good work in progress.
An easement between two houses and an agreement with Haddad's, you could have two more accesses that come all the way down to the city park, which would be kind of cool. Freedom Hills Park, Smooth Park, and Island View Park could all have trail access, if not ideal, but still pretty like it could happen. It could be an access point. So
a good start without having to wrangle too much property access.
Yeah.
And once we start getting those small access points and everything and make things happen, I think it'll give us a little more ammo to talk with people, be like, well, we have this, and this is what we did, and this person provided this access. And then it'll give us a little more to have better discussions with people about getting easements on their property for access to trails and stuff like that.
One of the items that came up in the Parks and Rec Committee, of one of the things they would like to do at all of the city parks is have a kiosk with a map that shows all of the city parks and all of the city trails and how they connect and things. They had seen it in other cities or things where it says, this is St. George trail system, and it shows all of their trails of all their whole city and how they all connect. And because a lot of times I'll be working at Island View Park and I'll mention something about Freedom Hills, and they say, oh, where's that? And I'll say, well, this is where we border with Farmington, and they don't even know, and other vice versa. It'll be at the community parking and say, have you, you know, we have two pickleball courts up at,
at nice.
Island View Park. And they go, where's Island View Park? And I said, well, do you know where the cemetery is? You know, and anyway, it might be nice to just help our own residents and that to be able to see, oh, here's all the city parks.
Yeah.
And here's where I am.
And when they know about more about it, they'll be more supportive.
Yeah. Here's where a parking lot and a restroom is. That, you know, if I wanted to take my bicycles up, I could access them out here, you know.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. So anyway, just those are a couple things that they were looking at it for their goals on their master plan.
Oh, I think that's good.
Better signage
at the
parks. That's really
good. And that's something that we even have mentioned in ours is signage.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good work in progress. Is there anything
for sure
from us currently?
I don't think so. They're just going to piggyback on a lot of your master plan proposal stuff to kind of make their master plan proposal.
Good. I always kind of thought it makes sense for it to be combined.
Years ago, the Parks and Rec Committee had a Trails representative on it, and and from that grew this
committee. Sorry, I'm so late.
We
Brandon Federico joined the meeting.
Hello.
We have enough to do with just Trails. We could have our own committee, because at first they were just going to do like a little subcommittee, but then they ended up splitting off, and that's how this committee was born, was out of the Parks and Rec committee. But even when we did that, we had a representative from the Trails committee also was on the Parks and Rec Committee, and a representative from the Parks and Rec Committee was also on the Trails Committee.
So there was
and crossover.
There should be.
That kind of over the years kind of just went away as people came and left. Right. We didn't nominate Nate
to be the liaison.
But it means you have to go to twice as many meetings. So.
I mean, if it would help for me to go to some of them and act as a liaison, I can't say that word right, so hopefully I did that.
That was great.
Thanks.
No, but I was just telling
I would be glad to.
They would like to do some signage at the city parks that shows all of the trails and all the parks and connectivity.
Especially now that they're in the middle of trying to figure out something with the master plan. I think that would be beneficial. So.
Everything's kind of cored in. It'd be nice if everything was uniform.
Yes. Their proposal looks a lot like your proposal in layout and format, you know.
That, when are the meetings for Parks and Rec?
They meet the, I guess it would be the third Tuesday of every month.
Okay, so it's like third Tuesday and third Thursday.
Yeah. Well, this committee meets every week, but.
Yeah.
Get stuff done. Anyhow.
Awesome. So we talked about Dual Creek infrastructure and our meeting on Tuesday to talk with DWR and Forest Service. That's pretty much where we're at.
Is anybody else able to come? Can you come on Monday?
I'd like to.
That would be awesome. That was going to be my suggestion, is grab Bruce if nobody else is around. So
we'll both be here, and then
I may be around. I have plans, but if anything happens with them, I would like to be there. I need to get back on the same page of everything that's been going on.
It seemed like maybe Gina or maybe Shaylin was going to try to be there too.
With DWR on Monday?
Yeah, it wasn't one of the city council.
I didn't ask Shaylin, so
I'll be there, and I'll.
Yeah,
I can pass along.
Yeah, I think as long as we have one city official, then
I think that'd be great.
And have it recorded, then we should be okay, because it's really just another stepping point for us to get future trails in the mountains. That's the whole reason of meeting with DWR, is they're kind of like the last step. The Forest Service said, yes, have bathrooms and parking, and we would love to put in trails. Mm-hmm. But have you checked with DWR?
DWR was the one that like said, hey, we'd like to have someone else from the city make sure they're in the loop on them, what we're talking with Brandon about.
Yeah. That was one that was like, hey, who are you?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, if I had an
email.
Which
Is there anything happening with that?
Yes, no. South Davis Greenway, was there anything you did to
add? No, so I tried to get onto the call yesterday, and they didn't have like a link or anything, so I messaged Brent Crowther like before the meeting started, and I said, hey Brent, let me see, can you send me a link, or is there something? And he never responded. In fact, he still hasn't responded to me. So
I can get back on attending those if you'd like. It's just
Yeah, if you want to, that'd be awesome.
Because I really screwed up this week because I had every intention of going to it.
So it's really just being a presence, Adam.
Yeah.
Hey, this is going on. Let's be a presence.
Yeah. And just so you guys know, so when we were meeting with Parks and Rec, Gina did say that, like, because that project really is going to be going forward, Centerville will be having to, like, chip in some funds for that. So that
sounds like a lot of funds.
That may hurt us in our endeavors to get the parking lot done. Because I told Gina in the meeting, I was like, you know, you're probably thinking it's 2 years out. I'm thinking it's 6 weeks out. So, but I think that still needs to be our main focus is that getting that the restrooms and the,
especially where Davis County is saying they'll do 50%.
I agree, and that's going to give us that's going to help us move forward with other projects. We don't have anything right now. If we have that and that works out for us.
We really can't do anything with Forest Service until we get that.
That's
the end all.
That's
going to hold us back big time.
Are they requiring it to be paved, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is required.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Has to be paved, has to have curbing, has to have a bathroom.
But I don't think that's... I mean...
But the cost wasn't...
In the...
The quoted cost wasn't that much.
Yeah, like once you look at everything that would need to go in up there... I really don't think that's a huge expense for what we'll get out of having that infrastructure in place.
And the Parks Committee seemed like they wanted to make it bigger, make it more of a park picnic area with picnic tables and shade structures.
So my thought was
that. Yeah, that's kind of on that road, you know?
But that's, I mean, honestly, the road is secondary in my brain. Put it in, get the heavy machinery up there. The heavy machinery will grade the road and make it smooth. It's still going to be steep, but once you have it, then you can argue for and debate for improvement on roads.
What's the working session for Monday?
No,
does it have anything to do with this?
Monday's different.
Does city council know anything about this that we're trying? Okay.
Yeah, we have a city council liaison who's fully updated, and that's why we have the working session.
And she made a report on it at the last city council meeting.
No, the working session is not Monday.
Shaylin.
That's right, the working session. Oh my God, I'm so tired. The working session is the 5th of May.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it sounds like the Greenway is what it is. They want our input.
We just need a warm body there to...
Do you know the next meeting on that one offhand?
I don't.
I can't remember. I have an email for it. Yeah. I just don't remember.
Do you want to just recycle the email on the group email?
And then we'll write a note.
Thanks.
Can I have a piece of paper?
Yes, but not from the front.
Sorry. I forgot my notepad.
There's not.
Thanks.
Okay. So trail maintenance and projects. We have a slew of things to be done. You talked about Orm.
Yeah.
There's re-vegging the Renegade Trail on the V.
Yeah. So
I have a whole list of them.
Where some of those jumps were put in, it's like I went up there, I took down the jump, and then I just piled up sagebrush like at the entry points. But I wasn't about to like try to like cover up the entire rest of the trail. So that needs to get done.
So we have a slew of them. Do you want to talk about them? And then you have a volunteer group in May, you said?
Yeah, so the one for tomorrow got postponed, so we're going to do two of them in May for the bike team. But you know where you and I went and filled that spot in at the bridge?
Yeah,
what about just taking up some bags of concrete and just... No? You don't think that's... We drop the bags in there, just
what is
they
this?
Just get
where?
Hard, and then it's like throwing down big rocks in there, and then you could.
We have a creek right there, and I don't want bags of cement sitting by a creek. I think we might get Bruce in trouble if we do that.
Maybe.
Where is this? What is this?
The
big bridge
below
thing.
We filled it in once. Honestly, I think we either fill it in again as a group. We go up there with shovels and have a party and divert the water runoff like we tried to last time a little better. Or we ask Bruce and a backhoe to get in.
Can I get a bucket of rocks up there somehow? Or
Where with a mini skid steer, you might be able to make it in there on the main trail.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? How about a power wheelbarrow? Do we have the two-track power wheelbarrows?
That would be tough, too, because once you get
I could do that one.
On that spot that goes up over the rock.
Oh, you'd come in from the other side. You'd come in from the north of the power wheelbarrow.
I know, but the north side is, like, it's pretty narrow. If you could do it, I
just don't know where to get a power wheelbarrow. Yeah. But I've used those for Forest Service projects 20 years ago. So.
Even if we got some gravel, dropped it on the road, and then hauled it down with even the bike team or something.
That's a good idea. I was thinking maybe even like, I think it's the wrong word, perforated pipe. You know, like the big, like 6-inch pipe. We lay that down, put some rock.
Yeah, we need to put something down. Some rock.
No, under. On the bridge, like the bridge hole.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Stick it in the bridge hole so water has a way to escape, but also retains.
Yeah, we have to put something down there to kind of like.
I think that would be
make
the
a solid
to
base to retain. Yeah.
And if we get some
perforated 6-inch pipe. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe 2 5-foot sections.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
Sweet.
What about the gravel? Like, we're just going to, like, have it brought in and then just haul it in, like, 5-gallon buckets or something down to there?
Blue brute pipe, and I cut them off, and I can drill holes
in
them.
Yeah, I think that'll work. We should do that.
Whatever you think is best. That's not my expertise.
Yeah, with the team.
We can do that with the team. We can do that as a committee. I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
The team has got, like, tools. We can send them on so many
things. But retain, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a great one for us to say, cool, let's throw it on a Wednesday night and go knock out an hour of work together.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And you think 5 feet, this is the right length? Or
I
you
think
2 5-foot
sections.
2 5-foot sections would be adequate, for sure.
Okay.
Yep. What about the gravel?
Well, you could use the material up there, to be honest, if we have the perforated holes and see how that works.
The stuff that we found last time on the south side, it's pretty crumbly, and it's not bad.
It's like gravel.
Cool.
It's gravel-like.
It's gravelish.
As long as it's gravelish, and we have something to keep it from washing out.
No, it's too far
really,
down.
But the stuff above really is very coarse.
Yeah.
Crappy rock that's easy to break apart.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can get you some pipe.
There's that one. Let's talk dates.
Speaking
in just a
of
second.
Maintenance, though, so you know those expensive tools that you bought last year? I think we need to get 2 more of those.
Yeah. Is there another brand that sells the same thing for a lot cheaper?
I don't know. All
I was shocked.
I guess my question would be why those right now when we're not going very far?
Because they're cool. No.
Because 2 of them make sense if you and me go on a bike ride, and you and Jacqueline go on a bike ride.
Yeah, I was just thinking if we're doing a group activity, having more of those.
If we had just 1 more, I think it'd be good. Just having 3 kids would be nice. Can we get 1 more?
You guys have a budget, so we can. It's just that uses it up pretty quick because they were like.
They're $650 a piece.
Yeah. See, and I'm thinking signage for the bike area.
Signage is probably the higher priority.
Probably a better.
Whereas the McLeod is only like $40.
Yeah. And 5 more of those would be great.
You
know. Because
then
when we have mountain bike kids, we can be like, sweet, we have real tools for you that make the trail.
Did we
better.
Get the trailer last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the trailer, I think you've got 5 McLeods, and then you've got 2 of those expensive
stuff. I have, like, 5 in my garage.
Oh, that's
me. And then I've got a pick as well, so I need to get those in the trailer.
They should probably be in the trailer. I thought they were, but they're probably in your garage.
There's some signposts,
and there's a... when I opened it up, there's a whole bunch of shovels in there.
Combo lock on there, on the trailer?
The trailer's not locked, but it's inside our yard that has a... access gate that is locked and cameras on it. But
so is it down at
my
utilities?
Parks and Rec yard.
Okay.
Right by our big.
Buddy stopped by and grabbed tools and then dropped them back off when he worked with the scouts a while ago.
There's quite a few old shovels and everything in there, rakes and things.
Okay, cool.
And I think more McLeods in general would be great because walking a mile with a McLeod on your shoulder is not a big deal.
Yeah.
And it's a great tool, and it's $40. $600 for 1 tool that might get used when we could walk up with a tool? And I'm like,
well, no, they're pretty freaking handy. Have you used it?
I'm sure they are, but
you haven't used it.
But I can walk a mile.
I can tell you haven't used it.
I can walk a mile and be just fine.
I'm telling you right now, you're going to use it.
He loves it,
and you'll be like,
I walk 9 miles with a 30-pound pack twice, once to twice a week. Yeah.
That's
the cloud is not a big deal.
That's why he has an expensive bicycle.
I think it'd be a good conversation at some point, but until we're actually hiking up the mountain.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're...
But shop around. See if there's someone else that makes a similar product or something. Because I think it's a quality tool, but I don't think it's worth the $700 we paid for it.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to buy that same thing for $200.
Well, let's focus on signage for now, and then we'll figure out.
So trail maintenance wise signage. You inventory all the bike trails, right?
Yeah, did you get
the... I saw it. I need to make a GPX.
Okay.
Jacqueline, would you be up for finding someone that can make us a 3x3 metal sign, two or three of them?
3x3.
3x3 metal etched that shows the trails and the names.
Okay.
Much like Kaysville has. And just getting us a price, and then we can talk about whether or not to give it to Bruce and have him buy it.
Do you have any ideas?
So I get lots of park signs and city signs are made. We do a safety sign and supply on Railway Road, and they can make it reflective. They can do graffiti coating on it. I'm getting some right now for all the parks that have the rules about e-bikes and golf carts aren't allowed in the parks. So anyway, and they make any size. They make our handicap parking sign. They make all of our signs. We get state contract pricing. It seems like they're around, depending on what kind of coating and how big it is. They're all aluminum.
Safety sign?
Safety sign and supply, I believe. Safety supply and sign, I might have.
But Jacqueline, you could reach out to Kaysville Parks and Rec as well. The guy that I talked to over there was like, super helpful.
And you guys ordered some others from a different source, the online source that were the
I have to look back at my emails.
Those router redwood ones?
They're up on the trail.
Because you can go and pick like what size and what
I wouldn't
colors.
Do those because they're wood and they're not going to hold up.
The ones that have already been used.
The ones that
there were some metal ones on that I ordered. Right?
I think you do have some in your trailer, too. I'm not sure what they are.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like 3x3. Is everyone okay with a size around there? It could be 3x4, 3x3, but something big enough that people can look at it and be like, oh, yeah, I'm here, and I want to go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
With basic words, Centerville City.
Like a basic map on it? Just like a trail?
I'll send you the GPX, and it'll just be the outline of the map, like at Farmington, at the farm, how they just have a basic outline map. You're here. Yeah. Here's the trails. We can either work with Brandon or Mike or both on the names, and you can put the names of the trails on there.
If do you have Trail Forks?
No.
Okay.
Are they all named on Trail Forks? Perfect.
Yeah.
Just tell me the names, and I'll.
Yeah, I'll do like a screenshot on Trail Forks.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to see all the.
And we want
to
do three.
Yeah.
At what points?
I think three. One. I was thinking one at. Tight lip trailhead
on the north end.
On the north end.
Yep.
Maybe one on the south end, and maybe one at Dual Creek proper.
The other on the south end. I think that where there's that intersection that goes down to Tight Lip.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can go across the street to the Viking.
Yeah.
I think that having something right there would be.
Okay.
Good.
And then some kind of herbage, bikes and pedestrians welcome. No motorized vehicles.
We can figure out the...
Just so we can cover a basis, and then...
Yeah.
All the wording match with that and idea of pricing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, between the GPX, the names, and basic wording, we should have a good idea of how much they cost, and then we can come back and say, do we want three? Do we want to start with two? Do we want to start with one? What can we afford? Yeah. But that'll make what we actually have trails on and getting used nicer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And then we can go to the city council and say, here's what we're doing to improve what we have. This is why we want more.
I have to go, guys.
Okay, we've got one thing real quick. I wanted to talk to Mark because this whole email shared file thing has been going on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
And we talked with Bryce was here. Was he here last time we met? Anyway. I wanted to see if can we can we set something up? Bryce would have to have access to it so that he has, can, so he can see all of our correspondence and stuff. Bryce said is that he just needs to have access to the account or accounts. So I don't know if there's a way to set something like that up through Google or.
There definitely is. In order to, there's cost to it that would come out of the budget unless you are.
Yeah, and so the cost, I'm thinking it would be beneficial for us if we have funds for a trails committee, that would definitely be one that would be beneficial for us to do. There are so many maps, correspondence, things that are going out, and people have. I have stuff saved on my personal computer or a work computer, and it's like, oh, I don't know where I put that up.
And that's $100 a year? Is that what someone said?
Oh, I think it's more than that. But let me. I'll find out for sure.
Yeah, someone put a number to it, like a meeting or two ago, and it wasn't that much out of the budgetary supplies.
Yeah, I think that if we can just budget for that every year.
It's just that Google Workspace stuff. Like, or if you are a nonprofit, like the bike team, then it's free.
But yeah.
I don't think we
is the city are considered
set up that way. But I.
We're not making any money.
Yeah, we're definitely nonprofit, right?
Yeah,
I mean.
That, I'm not making much of a profit, especially we're these not days.
I know. We had the whole Utah. Northern Trail Alliance, whatever, and Candace said that she lost the paperwork or something. I asked her about that the other day. That's the one that Mike and I were listed on. But we probably need to either start a nonprofit, which I don't have an issue with.
That would help us quite a bit with grants as well, because some of the grants they only want to do for nonprofits.
Do you want to steerhead that, figure out
start a nonprofit?
Yeah, see if you can get, like, getting paperwork and
I can do that stuff. I feel like that's. I mean, oh, you're probably better at it, but I'm just saying. I feel like I'm less good at all the stuff you guys are talking
Mark,
about.
Mark, so you take that. I don't want to. You take that, and that would be freaking amazing.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Mark. I mean,
she's the Greenway. She's the Greenway. You're the email.
I'm the Parks and Rec liaison.
All right, so to get back on track a little bit, trail maintenance. Do Saturdays work for most people some of the time?
Yeah. Some of the time. Depending on what happens with bike patrol, it's a weekend thing for me.
So some
and
of the
they
time.
They haven't heard anything about it yet.
Just do Saturdays.
Will a Tuesday or Wednesday work better for people?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays
some of
will
the times.
Work for me, yeah. Because
we're talking like 2 hours in the evening.
Yes.
I put a thing on Facebook that says, hey, if you want to help the trail committee do some work, meet here
That'd
at
be
this
awesome.
Time.
Yeah, I could
2 hours.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Can Haley post that for us?
I can send it to the person, and then I'll post it on the unofficial one, too, because a lot of people follow that.
So if I'm working at Snow Basin, Snow Basin it would be Tuesdays through Sundays in the summer. Okay. So, yeah, Tuesdays and – wait, Thursdays through Sundays. Sorry. So Tuesdays and Wednesdays are great.
So it'll fluctuate. I'll try to be there if it's a trail project. I ask bike people that are bike people, you know how to make turns for bikes. I don't. I'll make you a hiking turn. I won't make a biking turn. I've got a ton of things that need to happen trail-wise, like for maintenance and re-vegging on Dual Creek and the new Dual Creek trail going in, which we got permission on for the county land. I've already walked it 5 times with a buddy. It feels pretty good, so we're just going to go ahead and cut it because Jeff said we can.
Why don't we do that as a committee?
That would be fun. To be honest, it's going to take a ridiculous amount of hours that is daunting to me right now. But now is the time to do it over the next month and a half.
Because
the ground is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any later, it becomes concrete and it falls away when we cut into it and we're losing material.
We should start working on it very soon.
So I'll set up some days. I'll send out days. As long as two of us can show up, I know I can get 3 or 4 people from the
community. Are we talking about weekdays?
Yep.
Tuesday, Saturday.
What is
Wednesday,
that?
Is
like
Saturday.
Shoveling things? Can you kind of
So never a shovel. Picks and McLeod's work great. I'll be honest, shovels just don't work because the soil's too hard, and it doesn't give you a true base.
But the clouds cut in really good.
Yeah, they're like these big teeth that are heavy, so it's like you can just break it and pull.
It's big tools. You're going to be digging down on the uphill.
And you can tamp it with a...
It's just a bench cut, yeah.
And then moving boulders. So we'll move boulders into place because there's a couple spots where we just have to build up a wall, and they're short walls. They're actually really short. It's just to enhance turns and make it flow better.
I got him a cloud for Christmas, so.
I like it. So we need to break
it. Wow, your own personal.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday combos. I'll send it out as long as we have two of you.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love posting it on Facebook too to see if we can get more people.
There's three people that will show up almost every time, I guarantee you.
Nice. I'm hoping we can get some weekday ones. I really want to be a part of it.
It's a pain in the neck to manage more than seven people and have it look good.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Or part of a biking team in May, if we want to drag like 10 people that feel aggressive, we can knock out big chunks then too. And then we can go and make it pretty afterwards.
Yeah, the more I think about like doing wagon wheel with a bike team, it's going to be difficult because it's like some of those kids, it's going to take them a while to get up to wagon wheel with the tools, and then they're going to want to turn around and head home. But we'll figure it out.
Might be good for them.
Yeah.
I like it.
Some exercise then.
I'll send it out between Dual Creek and fixing parts of Parrish and the wagon wheel. I think we have enough work. Oh, and then like doing retread. So retread is taking what's there and making it almost level again instead of like this, making it like that, giving it a proper bench. We need to do from Red Bridge over to the corner of Parrish Creek Trail. The big red bridge that needs to get reworked too. It's starting to look like
this. And then that bridge project's something that we can just take on ourselves sometime. Bridge thing would just be us, right? Not, or are we going to like try to include the mountain bike team to get in hauling some rocks?
We post if you want to let mountain bike team know. Okay. If, like, any ultra runners need hours. So if you know ultra runners, be like, hey, we got this project coming up.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great way of doing it.
Awesome.
I have access
rocks.
To a scout group that occasionally helps.
Okay.
My buddy and I went up on Dual Creek yesterday and we re-vegged probably 50 feet of old trail. I took a weed whacker to the new one and beat down the weeds, so it's very obvious and no one should want to take the old one in. So it's just getting out in little pieces and getting pieces done. Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I do have a question. Do we need to do anything to prepare for this working meeting?
That's coming up in May.
It's in May.
So the working session with City Council is in May. And yes, the next meeting we have.
We have one before then?
Yeah.
We do?
No, we don't.
We do.
But we can just have a quick call. I'll set up like a Zoom call or something so that we can just get on the same page. We can just go through the proposal. There's two things that we probably need to add. Did you already talk about the Ricks Creek stuff?
Yeah, that's what I showed.
Okay, so we probably need to talk about, we just need to add the Ricks Creek stuff on the master plan and then the Greenway on the master plan. But those two things came up after the fact, so. But we'll have a call before we go into that.
Okay.
And then I think it wouldn't hurt to put on there a connection from Island View Park up across that Island View Drive to, it's on the master plan. If there's ever an opportunity, somebody sells their home and you're able to put an easement between two houses or something. Or,
why not?
If it's on the plan.
If it's on the plan.
At least just, it's a goal.
Just because it's on the plan doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Right.
But it's open to happen. It makes it more likely to happen.
It's open to happen.
I am.
That's what I like about the Ricks Creek idea when I was talking to Gina at the meeting.
I am applying for a design and planning grant through the Outdoor Recreation for
the pump track?
For the pump track here on this property that I think is due.
That's exciting.
I think it's due the 1st of May, so I got to hurry and get it all done and turned in. But I applied for it last year, didn't get it.
We'll see.
The pump, the the company that does the planning is really pushing, because, you know, obviously they make $30,000, but
yeah.
But they said that here's some things we can do to help, and this is the person you can talk to that you can send it to to make sure that it gets passed.
That's excellent. Very exciting.
So
that'd be so fun to have that, right?
Trying to get that.
Were you able to pull off magic?
Yeah, the Randall property here that the city owns between this park and City Hall. That's an idea we could do.
It's a perfect location.
Yeah. I had one of the American Ramp guys was visiting, and he stopped and looked at it and goes, oh, hey, this is ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've already got bathrooms and all the parking lot.
All you need to do is put it in.
All we're going to do is put it in.
Just drop it down for us.
Yeah.
Were you able to create some magic and get a proposal in with Dual Creek and parking? You said you might be able to put one together in a day.
No, it was like the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, I called and talked to the folks about it, and they said, just put it there for next year. He says, the next cycle, we'll get it.
And that's what we're probably looking at anyway.
I think it's a great goal, though. We've got a year to plan, we've got a year to put this thing, hold this together, and then we can make it happen.
And my voice is going to be loudest for that over a greenway. I'm going to be honest. City money, I want trails. We already have a bike path on the east side, on the west side.
Totally. Legacy. Yeah. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they want the city to put the full bill, we got 50% from the county, so
Don't we have a grant or something for active transportation? Wouldn't that money, something with that, go into that?
You want to make a motion?
Greenway?
Yeah. Can I make a...
There's grants there.
I want to make a motion in the meeting? Awesome. Alan makes a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Jacqueline seconded that, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.